want no dry cereal?
Yeah, I'll take some dry. You can put some dry cereal.
Okay. If you were to make cereal right now, which will go first, the cereal or the milk?
The cereal. See, how I used to eat it is you eat the cereal, then with the back end milk, you know what I'm saying? Once you're done, you pour the, you know what I'm saying, pour some more cereal in it.
Right.
You feel me?
What's your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ah, I picked out a good one. Yes, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This is my favorite too. It's torn between this and Lucky Charms, for real, for real.
I fuck with Lucky Charms. I fuck with Captain Crunch, the Crunchberry joint too.
Captain Crunch.
When I was eating cereal.
Captain Crunch is cool, but it be fucking up the top of my mouth.
Yeah, it do. Roof, yeah, definitely.
That's the only thing.
Nah, facts.
How do you feel about interviews in general? Because I try to, so whenever I have a guest, I like to like do research on them. But for you, I wasn't able to find any interviews other than the one that you and I did together. So how do you feel about interviews?
I feel like interviews are essential.
And look at
me. You can really know the person.
You can really know the person.
You really get to know the person and their personality. You know what I'm saying?
Are interviews one of the things you look forward to when you like pursue the rap career, the music career?
Not necessarily.
What is it that you're looking for? Like, go ahead, I cut you off. What were you gonna say?
I want the money.
You want the money?
I want the money, but I'd rather be the most famous rapper rather than the richest rapper. Cause I feel like you can't do nothing with the money, but you could, the legacy stays, you know what I'm saying? So if everybody knows you and everybody remembers you, then I mean, you're still gonna have some money, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you want the fame, why are you chasing seven figures, Mr. Seven Figures, not a penny less? You say that every day.
I want the money. I need the money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a family to feed.
I feel you.
You feel me? I need the money. I like to live life and have fun and shit, but you know what I'm saying? I would love to, you know what I'm saying, be on tour and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing musical shit, but you know what I'm saying? Everything don't work.
Do you ever sit and think to yourself, because I think a lot, and I'm like, would I keep doing this if there was no money attached to it? Because just like you, obviously, I'm seeing dollar signs. Well, I would hope that dollar signs come with it. But if dollar signs don't come with it because I'm not in control, would I still be doing this? And I guess I don't know. So I guess I'm asking you the same question. If there was no money at the end of all this, would you still be doing it?
I mean, you talking about musically?
Music.
I really ain't touched too many dollars off music. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I've touched dollars off my connection from music. You know what I'm saying? Like people that know me from songs we may have did together or songs they may have heard from me. But I ain't never really. I'm more so passionate about this shit. I do this shit for the passion.
Okay. So if you found out that there was no money at the end of it, you'd be okay. Because I understand that there's no money now, but I think, I mean, I can speak for myself. I understand that I'm not going to get money right away, right? So I know that I'm in it for the long run, essentially. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely thinking about that dollar at the end. Like there's, I mean, I guess I'm doing it just like you said, for free, but it's like, damn, if I found out there was no money, I'd be pretty sick.
But you don't ever feel like you do it because it's what you love to do?
I do it because it's all that's in me. What? Like there are sometimes I don't love it, if I can be 100% honest. Okay. Like sometimes I'm just like, damn, I don't want to do this today. Like.
What?
If I can be 100% honest, I feel like I should just be a woman that exists in the world and I just have money come to me. Like, I wish I was born into a rich family, but that wasn't the case, right? Okay. So right now I'm just like, this is all that I've ever dreamt about doing, so I do it. So I just do it because it's in me, right. Not necessarily because like I love it. I think there are points in times where I'm more passionate than other times, but like, I guess it's all I got.
I feel like God gives you a gift and a purpose.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? He gives you that gift to fulfill your purpose. Like. My gift may be music, your gift may be interviewing, you know what I'm saying, or podcast, you know what I'm saying, but it gives you that gift, get you some money, and then go out and fulfill whatever your purpose is, be it take care of your family, other families, whatever, you know what I'm saying, give back to charity, whatever your purpose is on this earth. I feel like God gives you, your gift is the highway to that, if that makes sense.
What's your purpose? What do you think your purpose is?
I think my purpose is, I don't know, I really get pleasure out of like, looking out, like, you know what I'm saying? Changing people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who's the first person's life you're looking to impact once you do it, once you make it?
Either my mother or my daughter. I don't know.
That's
going to go hand in hand.
Okay. Can we talk about fatherhood? Because you did recently become a father.
Right.
I'd love to see. I mean, outside looking in, again, I don't know your life, but it looks like you are an active father. So love to see it. How is fatherhood and how does it feel being a father?
It has its ups and downs, but I love every minute of it. You know what I'm saying?
What are the downs?
The downs is you got the crying-ass baby. You know what I'm saying? But the ups is like, damn, like I really got, like, you know what I'm saying? That's my little twin. Like, damn, right. It's really like a little piece of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That shit crazy.
Has fatherhood hindered, like, your artistry in any way?
Yeah.
In what ways?
And some positive, some negative. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Negative, I'm gonna get the negatives out the way first. Negatives like, damn, you got a child now, you wanna go get you a job or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And figure this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
you gotta take buckle
the slow
down.
Yeah, you buckle down and take less risks, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then the positives is like, damn, you got somebody to do this shit for. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like go harder, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like you
right.
really got somebody to, like depending on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Gives you purpose.
Exactly, gives
you
purpose.
I feel you. I get scared sometimes when I think about parenthood because I'm like, I don't know how I can balance like this passion, this dream, this gift, this purpose and balance taking care of someone else. Mm. Like, how are you able to put your all into this and her?
You just gotta do it. Gotta get it done. No excuses. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no excuses. You gotta get it done. You gotta figure out how to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
That's what that is.
One second, let me chew the cereal.
Cereal hitting?
The cereal is hitting.
What's up with y'all?
Oh, everybody know you?
Huh? Right there. Yeah, little interview, Jones. What's up with y'all?
You know them?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, they know me. I'm a
okay.
young nigga, but I
yeah. You hit the status where people recognize you now. Good for you.
Yeah, that's crazy. I do be out places. People be like, Tina, I don't know if niggas be beefing or what.
Right.
You hear me? But, motherfucker, it be love, though. Like, shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why that is the shit that keep me going.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, people really know who you are. Really, you know what I'm saying? Idolize you.
Have you noticed, like, different treatment from people? So, like, you say, now we say, like, people are noticing you when you're out and about, right? Mm-hmm. Are they, has anybody from, like, high school or back in the day that did you wrong try to spin the block and act like they never did you wrong because they see you on the ups now? They see where you're going.
Several, man. You know who you are. Several, man.
And how do you handle it? Like, you let them know that you peeped the BS or do you just keep it coy and you just, you know, you keep it player?
It depends on how they shitting on me. Sometimes I let it be known I'm shitting on you.
I'm fucking weak.
You feel me?
Can I get an example of a time you shitted on somebody? If you can remember.
I ain't gonna do them like that, man. Just know. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
I hate people like you. Give us the tea. What happened? I done had some people reach out and be like, Constance, I want to be on the show. And I be looking, I'm like, you know damn well ain't no way you can be on this show the way you did me. They know they can't be on it. I ain't gonna lie. I don't play them. I don't let them know they being shitted on it. I give them a thumbs up. Yeah, we'll make something work.
Yeah, I usually do it humbly.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to really like try to shit on me.
For sure.
You feel me?
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I didn't curl. Like, let's stop playing with me. You didn't fuck, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't try to little shit back in the day.
I feel you. You be talking
bitches
low.
That
like,
was, bitches that thought they was bad back in the day, try to bend back now. They be all fat, ugly.
You said the bitches be trying to spin the block? I'm
bitches
fucking weak.
Bitches be fat and ugly now. I be like, damn, what happened to you?
How do you feel about like your audience and changing up on your audience and just developing as an artist?
Man, I feel like my audience, one thing about my audience, I feel like they be fucking with, because they, my audience, they really, you know what I'm saying? They know like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, they be fucking with when I do different shit, because they not, you know what I'm saying? That's why they're my audience, because they like when I do diverse shit, and, you know what I'm saying? And be able to switch it up.
I feel you. I respect that. I feel the same way. I think I got to the point where I kind of just don't care. Like,
yeah, I really don't. Like, whenever, when I go in the studio and I make a song, if I feel good,
sure.
I don't give a fuck how nobody feel about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That motherfucker rock.
Exactly.
You know, argue with your mother.
No, for real, for real. Like, I think one of the things I also learned is that I kind of just had to do it. I mean, I guess I was always doing it for me, but then in the back of my head, I would find myself like, oh, well, they're used to this form of art. Let me try to cater to them. And then I was just getting overwhelmed trying to meet what they might expect of me. And I just got to the point where I was like, fuck it, bro. I'm about to make what I want to make, enjoy what I make, and have a good life. So I feel you with that. Like,
wow.
And I think it's for me, I think it has been cool, like, cultivating an audience. It's been cool just watching the growth, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes down to you and the growth of your career, I see you like get on YouTube now, you're posting your shit on YouTube. Like you can see, I feel like outside looking in, I can see that you are putting effort into the growth of your career. And so what are your next steps? Like, what are those things? What do you think you have to do to get to the end goal?
I gotta figure out how to get this shit out there. Will people hear it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what have you been doing lately?
I've been chopping it up with my man. Like, every city I touch down in, there's no reason when I, you feel me? We need to be prioritized, man. You know who we is? When we walk into these cities, we be fucking these, every city we go in, we shouldn't. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? So, I gotta start, you know what I'm saying? I gotta start figuring out how to turn it in, you know what I'm saying? Turn it into something.
Turn
so when I leave, I leave my mark.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, remember that dude last time? He was from, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So what are those things that you've done? So, like, let's say you're going to, you was going to go to Arizona. Let's say you went to Arizona. How you going to let it be known that Tino is
things
an
I
artist?
Do, like, I tap in with the higher, like, you know what I'm saying? The DJs.
Okay.
Say if the club owner, say if they I hear word of mouth, like, oh, that's the, are you the club owner? What's up, man? I go by Tino, man. That's my, you know what I'm saying? Right. Introduce myself. Just try to make my presence felt. In every room that I step in, just to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I said, I leave my mark and people remember me.
No, that's real. That's important too. I think like when I first started, I acted like I was above networking. Like I don't gotta walk in this room and let you know who I am. I felt corny to like go up to somebody, shake their hand. Hi, my name is Constance, da 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 da. But just as you said, like how else am I going to make a mark, right?
You gotta be a familiar face.
No, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody seen you right now, boom, they was just hollering at you on some shit. You could have been that Shoppers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they see you on social media, they gonna click like that. I just seen her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then they check you out, you got some talent. Oh, it's a rap. Now they fucking with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask this question. What do you think matters more, consistency or talent?
Consistency matters more. I would say consistency. Cause,
why?
I mean, listen to the music nowadays. I don't be hearing no talent no more. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna, like, all the music, like, that shit be mid and boring and shit to me. I don't be hearing no bars, no,
right.
Nothing, like, that excites me. It be, like, boring. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping though. Like, even my music sometimes, that should be like, I feel like this generation is rubbing on for me. I'm starting to get basic. I don't like basic shit.
I feel that.
I'm gonna take a break from the studio for a little bit and release the shit that I do got. That way I come in with a new mind and new energy.
Why are you holding on to the music?
Cause like I said, this shit, they don't value it. You know what I'm saying?
Who don't like value it? You don't value it or the audience don't value it?
The audience.
But how the audience, how you gonna know if
it's on me though, because I'm not putting it up, like I said, I gotta do better with networking and marketing, you know what I'm saying? To like I said, be that familiar face.
But that don't got nothing to do with you dropping a song.
But
artists,
what I'm saying is, like, I could drop a song, I don't got time to drop no songs and they flop, you know what I'm saying? I got real life hits. Shit I'm sitting on, I'm talking about, I done put my heart into. I don't got time to drop that motherfucker and it hit 700 views on you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Like, so when I'm trying to figure out how to carve the way, so when I drop this shit, that shit
goes
is
up.
Detrimental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you. No, I get that because I feel like I'm stuck in that phase too, not really knowing how to reach the next. It's like, you know,
putting it in the right hands. For sure.
Definitely getting in with the right names. Definitely mean that. I mean, it all boils down to networking and just stepping out of your comfort zone to, like you said, make an impact in the room that you step in. You know, one thing I always wondered, what are your aspirations in life outside of music?
So I like to travel. You know what I'm saying? I want to get a lot of money and change a lot of people's lives. That's what I want to do. I'm gonna start with my family, the motherfuckers that always took care of me. I can't wait to like get back at them. Like, damn, you looked up, here go a car. You know what I'm saying? Here go a house. You feel me? Shit like that. That's what makes me happy.
What does success look like to you? Is that the measure, if you can give back?
If I could.
Give back and take care of everybody, then you know you
make it. Take care of everybody that took care of me.
I feel that.
I'll be all right.
Tino, I thank you very much for taking time out of your day
no
to
problem.
Talk to me, connect with me. It's been a really long time seeing you, and I enjoyed I really did enjoy talking to you. And I can't wait to see you grow and like, and just see you excel in your career. Like, it's so, it really is a beautiful thing to me to see that you were persistent then with your BBO and like, if y'all know, y'all know. Like, you've just been on it for a long, long time, and I can't wait to see what God does for you and how God opens doors for you. Can I actually ask you one question, just because you did talk about God?
So,
has your relationship with God been like, has it been challenged due to this journey that you're on? Because like, for me, it's been challenged. Like, there are times where it's like, I can feel that, like, God is with me and he's moving me through things and I'm able to get through, like, weird-ass circumstances, or I'll do something in a very unconventional way and it'll work for me, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, today, we tried to film at Springfield Mall. It didn't work out. I think another version of me, like, maybe last year I would have been, like, crying about it. Now I'm just, like, cool with it. So over the years, my relationship, I guess maybe not the relationship has been, no, the relationship was impacted. Like, there were times I was mad at God because things did not go my way. Like, but it also caused me to lean into God because nobody has the answers. Like, you know, especially when it comes down to you and me, like, it's not like we know people that have done this. Mm. Like, we see that it's possible, but we don't know nobody in our circle that is showing us that it is actually tangible. Right. And so
from what we're trying to, from what we're trying to get to,
exactly. So back to the question, like, has your walk with God been impacted in any way as you've been on this journey to success in music?
I mean, I guess you could say because I'd have had, like, you feel me? I'd have had several little windows, like, boom, this the one, we in.
Right.
You feel me? I'm about to get, you feel me? I'm about to get signed, boom, boom, boom. You feel me? And then should have just go, you feel me? But nowadays, man, I try not to, they say when you worry, you questioning God and all that he has, you know what I'm saying? And everything he has planned for you, so. Nowadays, I try not to worry and worry about what didn't go down and what didn't happen. He might have been keeping me out of the way of some things. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I passed up on a couple opportunities that I felt like, what did I, you feel me? How did I don't even know how I messed it up. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Trust in the process.
Most definitely. And that's all that this has taught me, right? This journey has just taught me to just trust in the process. Everybody's process is a little different, but like lean into God. He'll direct you. He'll block whatever is not for you. Yeah. And ultimately, you will get to whatever your purpose is. Yeah. So I feel you on that. Again, I thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. So that's it. That's all that I have for you, unless you had anything you wanted to say to me.
Nah,
you can let the people know what's coming up from you. I know you said you was going to take a break in the, with the studio and start dropping what you got. Is there anything going on that the people should be aware about?
Well, I'm just telling people, man, stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna make no announcements. I ain't gonna just know when it comes, it's gonna come and it's not gonna stop. You hear me?
Right.
That's just all I'ma tell them.
Where can they follow you? Where can they find you? Where can they listen to you?
Man, all platforms. Tino two times, man. Tino 2 TIMEZZ, man. All streaming platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Y'all know what to do with me. Follow me everywhere. Everything will be in the description box below. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I will see you next time.
Nobody cares. Go harder.